Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Our bodies are not perfect in the sense of flawless physically. None of us. Our bodies have been affected by the curse in this earth. Even you see a baby's born, they go, the child's perfect. Actually, no. If you take a microscope, you measure everything. This eye's a little bit bigger than this eye. This foot's a little bit, y'all know what I'm talking about? We've been altered by the curse. And because of that, and people not living, you know, exactly like they should, you know, how many of you think you have always perfectly followed the direction of the Lord in your diet, in your exercise, in sleep, and all these things? Well, you violate natural laws for decades. That can affect you too, and that's nobody's fault but yours. But anyway, if you got something that's not working quite right, you can focus on it. You go, my finger hurts. And when I straighten it out, ow, it's just not my finger. And you can become finger focused. And you go, oh, my finger. And you look around and go, their finger works just fine. Why can't my finger be like their finger? And totally forget that you got 9 that work just fine. Come on, y'all listening. And 10 toes and 2 good knees and 2 good elbows and shoulders. Don't be a negative soul. Be thankful for everything that's working. And put your faith on anything that needs to be fixed. But if you get negative, it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And if you start looking for problems, ow, what was that? Now that's a dangerous question to ask, because the devil will come immediately and supply, and he'll just go down the list and try to get what you'll accept. Oh, what was that? This is terminal disease. You'll be dead for the week, sir. No, I don't believe that, no. Well, it's an incurable problem. You're going to be devastated and incapacitated. No. And he'll just go down the list until he'll get you to accept something. And I've seen people that have gone from doctor to doctor, done test after test, and they tell them, it's not there. And they go, oh, it's there. I know it's there. You will find what you look for. Hebrews 11, are you there? Hebrews 11. And he says in verse 6, without faith, it is what?
Impossible.
What does impossible mean? It's impossible to please him. What does that mean? So without faith, there is no way you're going to please God. Not going to happen. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. That means that he is real, that he exists, that he is God. Do not rush past that one. There are millions of people on this planet that don't believe God exists. And the enemy will try to attack you in this area quicker than you think. You might think, well, there's no way I'd ever doubt that God exists. You could get there quicker than you think.
Yes.
Don't have to, but it could. Mm-hmm. You must believe that he is. Does God exist?
Yes, sir.
You believe it?
Yes, sir.
How you know? By
faith.
And people say, well, prove it. You will not be able to, nobody will be able to prove it.
Right.
in the sense they're talking about in this life and on this earth, because it's not what God wants. If He wanted to prove it,
yes, sir,
He could stick His face in the sky from New York to L.A. and go, hey, I'm real. There's a million things He could do that would shake this planet, and by, you know, lunchtime, there wouldn't be a being on the planet that wasn't 100% convinced that God exists. I says, why don't He do it? He doesn't want to do it. He's not doing it on purpose. He's actually hiding Himself in some degrees. The truth is, people say, well, there's no proof of God. That's one of the biggest lies. Everything around you is proof of God. Everything around you is proof of God. And if God revealed Himself any more than He's doing right now, it would take away the opportunity for faith. And tell me what pleases Him above everything else.
Faith.
So that's why it is the way it is, that you don't see Him with your eyes. You don't touch Him with your hand. And it's up to you and I. It's our choice. You hear sometimes people say, well, I can't believe in that. That's not true. You could believe if you would, but you choose not to. And the big problem is a basic dishonesty with unbelievers. Not my idea. Read Romans 1 real carefully sometime. And it says that God, even His eternal power and Godhead, has been revealed in what He has created.
That's right. Yes.
If you'll be honest, you will see Him everywhere. In the night sky, in the mountain range, in the ocean blue. And if you want to believe that all of this just sprang into existence by itself, don't call it science. That's a joke. It's a belief. There's no proof that everything was created without God. That's a belief. People choose to believe. And if you follow that, there are people in the scientific community that believe a godless concept. And if you follow it to its end, it's an evil report. It will not bless you. That you are some kind of a microorganism that somehow developed, but basically our earth's about to be destroyed anyway, and there ain't nothing out there anyway, and it's not going to matter to us, even if it was. It's one big old downer. It's an evil report. But the truth is good news about good things, that God made this thing for us. It's the truth. And He's preparing something that is curse-free for us. And we're actually being trained right now to rule and reign with Him forever.
Wow.
Said out loud, faith is a choice.
Don't
say, I can't believe that. Say you don't. Say you choose not to. That's
right.
The truth.
Right.
I'm glad I choose to believe Him. I believe He is real. And He is God. But that's not the rest of the verse.
That's right.
That's not the whole of the verse.
That's right.
Come on, help me. What's the rest of it say?
That He is a reward.
Without faith, it's what?
Impossible.
Not happening to please Him. For he that comes to God... You could say it out, you could also say it like this. There's no way you can come to God. There's no way you can know anything about God. There's no any way you can receive anything from God. There's no way unless you do these two things. Believe that He exists. Believe He exists. Believe He's real. Is there a place called heaven?
Yes.
Is there a throne?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Where the Almighty sits. Is there a place?
Uh-huh.
And the angels of the Lord cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord God Almighty. Is there a place?
Yes, sir.
With a great crystal sea in front of it and the rainbow around about
yes.
it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
It's real.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I said it's real.
Yes.
People stare up in the night sky and go, reckon there's life out there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You must believe that He is. And what else must you believe? That He is a what? A rewarder, a rewarder. Now this is where millions of Christians are falling short. They believe God is, but they don't believe this. God is a what?
A rewarder.
A rewarder of them that diligently, that do what? Oh, there it is again. Them that what? Seek Him. What's a reward? Is a reward something good or something bad?
Good.
If it was something bad, you wouldn't call it a reward. Penalty, punishment, judgment. Didn't say he's a judger of them that seek Him. Reprover of them that seek Him. He's a what? He's a rewarder.
Yes.
And just so we're clear on it, there's a scripture that says the very same thing. Ezra 8. You don't have to turn there. Ezra 8:22. It says, the hand of our God, down in part B here, the hand of our God is upon all them for what?
Good.
For good that seek Him. What's the reward? The reward is God's hand on your life.
Amen.
Is God a good God?
Yes.
What kind of hand does He have then? It's a good hand. And when His good hand comes on your life, what can you expect? Good things. Good things to begin to manifest and show up. These good things happen to who? They that seek Him. The Message Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, you must believe that He exists and that He cares enough to respond to those who seek Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.